When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
It is indeed 11:37 Thursday morning with the invasion. It's Matt McLaren, Justin Montemayor, in for Donovan Lewis. Say that weird.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's fine. It happens.
It's because I was trying to finish what I was eating right before we came back on and got caught up a little bit.
It happens. Man, kale gets stuck in your teeth. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. A little sauerkraut. What's going on here? All right, we'll have your lunch hour. We're going to kick that off here in 15 minutes. Start with the Cowboys draft and the positional value that they may be considering. But it is Boy Music, brought to you by Globe Life.
So, with me filling in today, I figured I would take the reins here. And this is a bit of an ode to McLaren past, but just in general, as we're going to have some fun with karaoke here. I know that's been a part of your broadcasting past. Now, slow down. We're not going to sing ourselves. But the first question is, are you a big karaoke guy? Like, if you go out to a bar that has it, or
I don't not seek, I don't seek it out, but if I go to a place and they have it, then yes, I will 100%.
Put your name down.
Yes. Yeah. I did last year when we were in Atlanta for SEC Media Days. I sang at a, well, I guess we sought that out because I knew some people that were going.
So is that where you like to apply your Amarillo by Morning craft?
Yes, every time.
Okay.
That's what I start with, and then maybe I search out a second song.
Yeah. But I think most people have their go-to song. I mean, one that you know is kind of in your register, that you're not going to embarrass yourself. I've only done it a handful of times, and when I have done it, I've always picked like a really old song. I do Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, December 1963, What a Night song. I don't know. I like doing it. It's fun. But it's
a great song.
Yeah, it's great. I really enjoy doing it. You don't have to like really hit the high, you know, like Sherry, Frankie Valli notes. So it's doable. But it got me thinking about, well, what are some of the most popular karaoke songs? You know, because there has to be some kind of list compiled.
Okay.
And I trust me, I've been to some bad karaoke where.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the funniest part, is the overconfident bad karaoke singer.
Yeah, when they think they're awesome.
Yes, and no one, they haven't had a Simon Cowell in their life to tell them, like,
man,
you might want to back off.
Popular karaoke songs, interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to go over this list here that Billboard, they're the ones that, you know, put together the top 100 charts. Well, they came up with, now this is a couple years old, so anything that's come out in the last couple of years won't be eligible, but this was their top 100 list. And I have their top 10 most popular karaoke songs. Now, to keep everyone on their toes, I'm going to play the top 10, but I might randomly mix in one that is not in the top 10. You guys, as music detectives, are going to have to tell me if you think that this is not actually on the top 10 or not.
All right.
Now,
I've been to karaoke a lot, so
yeah,
I feel like I have a good vibe.
If you think that, hey, this one's a little out of place, just let me know. So I'm going to start with this one here.
The City comes on, I know it's not really true.
I could tell you that one's not on there.
Wow.
Do this in
How many
pure...
times have I sung that? That's in the top 10.
I was instructed to, if I'm following in Donovan's footsteps, to make sure to plug that in on air.
Usually you got a worn tip sheet, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Mix up. That was
Next
a little
time.
Mix up, yeah.
Next time. I'll wear that one like Skip. Okay, so this is number 10 on their list, Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine. Now, I'm going to guess this is a song you're not too familiar with.
I've heard it.
Okay. This is kind of a late 90s song.
But I've never heard it at karaoke.
I haven't heard it too much either, but it was a very popular song,
yes.
So I'm not too surprised that that it was a big deal.
I believe this is in the top 10.
Okay, and you would be correct. This was on their top 10 list, and yeah, this
So this is number 10?
This was number 10 on their list. Again, they did the top 100. I didn't figure we'd have time to go over the whole list. But that was number 10. Brandy and Monica.
Blowout Cowboys.
The Boy Is Mine.
It's just a draft.
Number 9 here.
Boy.
We'll play this one. A little bit of a beating of a song.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit on.
The problem is,
every now and then I get a little bit.
The people that sing it now try to sing it like the guy from Old School.
From the Dan Band?
Yeah, yeah, the Dan Band, yeah.
Every now and then I get a little bit.
And put their own little extra.
Because I've seen somebody sing this before. But they tried to do it like that.
Every now and then I get a little bit.
Yeah, I imagine it's a fun song to sing. I wouldn't do it personally in karaoke, but. This, of course, is Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That sound good?
Were you the guy that, yeah, that did it like the Dan Band?
That we're kind of taking a...
Because your movement make me feel like you're doing the Dan Band.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is a good way for me to test out if I should sing these songs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so yeah, this is testing ground.
Proving ground, yeah.
Whether or not you should try this out. So that's Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
There's a bar really close to my house that does karaoke on Saturday nights that I've done a couple of times in Lake Dallas.
Well, again, maybe you'll get inspired in this segment and say, I want to do a top tenner. Up next here on the list...
This is Lando's list.
I gotta say, this is not a top tenner.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to wave a flag. Are
you locking
on this
that
one.
In?
Yeah, they're locked in.
Well, it would be correct because this is Amon Amarth's "The Way of Vikings." I would be a little.
I just heard when two men are best friends.
It's actually a pretty interesting video. I watched most of it. It's about a bunch of guys fighting.
It'd probably be pretty great to give it a try. Everybody would enjoy it.
Yeah, but you got to have a special voice to be able to pull off that.
You would clear out that bar in a hurry.
Yeah, I wouldn't try that everywhere. All right. Well, good job. You sniffed that one out. That was not on the list. Up next here on the Billboard Top 100, this is the top 10 most popular karaoke songs. This is number 8. This is not going to come as a surprise at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen this one get sung many
blame
times.
Yes. I was shocked this wasn't higher.
Up in boots and ruined your black tie fire. See, if you put a little twang on.
Yeah.
See, I feel like we're nailing all of his.
I know. I feel like you've got his set list.
Yeah.
Girls at the bar are like, are you a singer?
Are you Garth?
And I saw the surprise.
Chris Gaines.
And the fear in your eyes. When I took his glass of champagne. So you get a little falsetto, a little.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
You're listening to Boy Music, a.k.a. Monty plays songs for Matt to sing to Travis. That, of course, Garth Brooks, Friend in Low Places. That's number 8 on the most popular karaoke songs. That one, yes, a real song on the list. This one I'm also going to say you probably have not heard, but this is number 7.
This one is for the boys with the booming system, top town AC with the cool.
Any idea what this is?
Is it Megan Stallion?
Megan Stallion?
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
She is it. The Stallion, but this is not her.
Is this?
He's not that far off.
He's not, is it, but it's just...
It's the big butt girl.
Again, you're describing several.
What's her name?
Olivia Newton-John.
Is it Nikki something? Nikki...
Yes.
That's who this is.
Yes. Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Yes.
Dude, good job. It wasn't Megan Stallion, but very close.
Megan Stallion.
Bottom.
No, this is Nicki Minaj.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Okay. Another pretty big hit from a decade ago, maybe. Not surprised.
Oh, no, it goes... Boom, ba boom, ba boom. That song? Okay, yeah.
There you go. All right. There you go.
See,
I'm keeping up.
I love the way you categorize like this type of song.
He remembered it.
Boom, da boom, boom.
Yeah, it's Megan Stallion, Big Butt, Boom,
right.
Boom.
Right, obviously.
I mean, look, Michael Scott remembered names in a weird way. You have to just, whatever locks it in.
Do your
it
thing,
for
man. I said I like it.
All right.
Is this sexy back?
All right, that is number 7 here on the list of most popular karaoke songs. All right, here is number six.
This is not one.
There's no way.
No way. I love this. It's awesome. We used to use this as a bed for idiots more or less.
No, this is not a top.
Chuckarone is not on the list.
I didn't realize what karaoke masters you guys are that you're able to sniff these out, but good job. You're right.
Although I might roll this out.
That is not on the list. That's El Chombo's Chuckarone. Good job. Good call. Okay, here is the real number six.
Oh, yeah. Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette.
Right.
If she went by Anus, her career probably wouldn't have taken off the way that it did.
Hard to say.
But this is Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know, a.k.a. Hit Me in the Nuts with a Baseball Bat. All right, that's number six on the most popular karaoke songs list. Here is number five. This also pretty recent.
Oh, Shallow from the Star Is Born.
He knew that from one note. That's impressive.
Have you done this one too?
Are you happy in this modern
world? Travis, that was a bad question.
No, that was one of those rhetorical questions.
Okay. I was about to say. Is there something else? He also does both parts.
I know.
Like women are like, hey, let's do a duet together.
No, wait, no, I got it.
Women are coming up to me saying they want to duet.
Yeah, and you, this is
what bar do I go to for that?
I don't know. If you find out, let me know. All right, yes, that, of course, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, Shallow from A Star Is Born. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the top three here and save a little time.
Good idea.
Here is number three.
See that.
Very popular.
Yeah.
I imagine a lot of women like going up there and performing Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun song. Maybe if you get a bunch of dude friends, you can recreate the replacement scene.
There's staying power on this one, too.
Yeah.
Years and years.
This will hit for a while. This will definitely hit for a while. All right, there is number three on Billboard's top 10 most popular karaoke songs. All right, we will now go to number two.
Shockingly, as much as I would love if the Midnight had a top 10 karaoke song. Oh.
This is Matt's bar.
Los Angeles.
Yes, if you were to open a karaoke bar, it would only be
Starship and Midnight.
Right. Like, can I do anything else? Can
no.
I do Gloria Gaynor?
No. Uh-uh. No, we don't have that here.
Sorry.
Pretty limited.
I had
what
to
a great
I had to text Travis. What's the gay synth band that Matt likes? I couldn't remember.
And there were a lot to choose from, but I know.
The Midnight.
I know.
Yeah, that's the Midnight.
Okay, here is number two on the most popular karaoke songs. Again, not a shocker in any way.
Yeah, this is the one that Daddy wanted to do last year at Summer Chill.
Yeah. This is Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way. Kind of got a renaissance after Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I imagine this is sung daily at karaoke bars across the United States. It's a good song, too.
Matt, you look prepared. Maybe we have a summer event again this year, you know.
It sounds like we're just going to have a full McLaren set list.
I would love that.
Just hit them all.
Yeah. The bad thing is about songs like this is like I'll hear
on a Friday night too.
Our contemporaries like you and Lando and DJ, they'll talk about listening to Mudvayne and Deftones and all these bands when we were young. I listen to this. Like I wish I had a bigger musical horizon.
This and Aaron Carter's I Want Candy.
Yeah. Any of the Carter family.
Sure, yeah.
I listen to. All right, number one on the most popular karaoke songs. Any guess? Any guesses before we get going here?
At this point, I was thinking like Don't Stop Believing or something like that.
I was shocked that wasn't in their top 10. It was on the list of top 100, but not top 10.
Oh, Amarillo by Morning, I guess it is.
Also not correct, but you're in the right realm.
Okay.
Like Wagon Wheel or something?
Let's go, girls.
Yeah.
This is Yas Queen McLaren.
Did you find another one?
Nailed that.
As he's snapping all the women to come on stage with
him. This is Summer Chill.
I have a lot of rizz.
Yeah, dude.
I would only do it. I can't. They won't let me.
Come on. What are you talking about? They won't let you.
Because there's only one way I would do it, and I don't know if it's appropriate.
In drag?
Yes.
Please go sing, yeah. Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I'll dance with you. I'll be your backup.
But like 100%. Like, pull out all of it.
Yes.
If you're going to do it with
do it
both
big.
Feet.
Right.
Yeah, come on.
You're ready, dude. Come on.
You're already playing with your fake knockers over there. You're halfway there. That's what women do all day. All right, there is the top 100, the top 10, I guess, Billboard karaoke songs. If you need some inspiration, there you go.